72 years ago, the very first Indian talkie had 7 songs. Ever since, music and movies have been woven tightly together in Bollywood, India's prolific film industry. These days, any successful Bollywood movie has at least 1 hit song. Some of the biggest hits from the past 30 years are collected on a new CD called The Best of Bollywood. Chris Nixon has a review.
The Bollywood soundtrack is the very heart of Indian pop music. It's a reflection of changing Indian society, modern yet curiously timeless. Like Candy, the songs aim for short, sweet pleasure. But as The Best of Bollywood illustrates, some become classics, like the refracted disco of Piado Pialo from the 1986 film Janbaz. The top composers of Bollywood soundtracks can become household names, as famous as any movie star. And that fame can also be a springboard to even greater things. A.R. Rahman appeared on the scene just 11 years ago with the movie Roya. Now he's the co-writer of the stage musical Bombay Dreams, which recently had a strong opening in London's West End. The Best of Bollywood features Rahman with the gorgeous Kena Hikia. It comes from the 1995 movie Bombay, which explored the explosive issue of Hindu-Muslim relations. Those actors on the screen aren't the ones actually singing, however. The voices belong to an elite group of playback singers. Actors actually lip-sync to their voices. And no playback singer is greater than the legendary Lata Mangeshkar. The Guinness Book of World Records lists her as the most recorded woman in the world. In a 50-year career, she's taped more than 30,000 songs. Her supple, chameleon-like tones are infinitely adaptable. Wadana Toro is a song from last year's smash hit, Dil To Kyo Diya. Mangeshkar is in her 70s, but she convincingly sings the part of a 20-something. With just 15 tracks, The Best of Bollywood can only skim the surface of a rich, deep genre. But it still manages to cover a wide range in its 3-decade overview. And in a hungry pop culture, that's several lifetimes.
The CD is called The Best of Bollywood. Our reviewer, Chris Nixon, is at work on the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to World Music.